Okay, you know what's interesting? You said, Drex, you admitted the other day, you're not a great driver. You're not a bad driver.
I try to do the best I can, but I'm not the greatest driver, no.
I'm not a bad driver. I don't drive a lot anymore. I'm knocking on wood. I haven't had an accident, well, really ever. And that's why I have a little bit of a bonus on my, you know,
I-producing.
It's still way too much money. But Paul Hergott is a personal injury lawyer with Hergott Law, and he joins us on the afternoon. Good afternoon, Paul.
Hi, Paul.
Hi there. How you doing?
Good. Hey, Paul, you think we have a driving disease. What does that mean?
Yes, and I was interested to hear some of the commentary on your show the last couple of minutes while I was waiting in the line. The driving disease that I think we have is a sense that it comes from a couple of points. One is that we're driving vehicles that are marketed in a way that makes it seem like we're protected and safe within those vehicles. And if we feel we're safe and secure within the vehicles, then going out on icy roads isn't such a horrific and dangerous seeming activity, and then our level of safety goes down. So that's one of the level of care goes down. That's one of the problems that I see.
Is that because we see ads sometimes where the cars will be like, oh, look at all the airbags, and they show the dummy hitting the wall and the such, and we think, oh, we must be safe because that's what's all built into it.
Right, and that's an excellent example. We're inundated with car manufacturer advertisements that boast the vehicle I'm selling has these particular safety features, and it's better than the other one. And there's a video of the head-on crash into the brick wall, and seemingly the crash test dummy flies into a pillowy soft airbag. And if anyone's actually been in a crash, then you know that those airbags are anything but pillowy soft. But there's all sorts of ways we're inundated with that message that we're safe within cars, and I've written about that recently in one of my columns that I understand that you've had a look at.
Yeah, and so the idea is that we think we're invincible somehow, so we drive like a bunch of idiots.
Essentially, yes. If we're believing that we're safe within a vehicle because we buckle up, we've got a seatbelt around our body, we have all these safety features, we've got airbags and whatnot. Incidentally, airbags will never come activate on a rear-end crash. And we see movies all the time where vehicles crash and burn and people walk out and they actually keep running and whatever the action.
I think we might have lost Paul there. All right, Paul, you're on the line, you're gone?
I'm still here, yes. Sorry.
Okay. Well, listen, thanks, Paul. We'll see if we can get him back. But in the meantime, we're talking about this lousy commute. And is it true, as you're driving in this bad weather, do you think to yourself,